I speak to you in the name of the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I am delighted to be here with you again this morning. I surprised Father John David last week when I visited unexpectedly, and I am delighted to have been asked to come back today to celebrate and preach. Father John David and I go way back, so long before I was a priest, back in Washington, D.C. In fact, he was my first rector, mentor, into the discernment process. And so I am honored to be here today celebrating and preaching in this lovely faith. I bring you greetings from All Saints Church, Woodhaven, in the Netherlands regions of Queens, just across the East River. I must say, it is a bit intimidating to be speaking about the Transfiguration to you, dear people of the Church of the Transfiguration, because I'm sure you've heard plenty of sermons on the Transfiguration over the years. So I don't know if I can tell you anything that you don't already know or you haven't already heard, but I'm going to try my best to offer you some of my thoughts on this extremely important event in the life of our Lord and Savior and the apostles who experienced it. This is my Son, the Beloved. These words from heaven begin and end. They bookend the season of Epiphany. First, at the feast of the baptism of our Lord on the first Sunday after the Epiphany, when God says, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And again at the Transfiguration on the last Sunday after the Epiphany, when God says, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Twice, God reveals himself in his fullness to humankind. We refer to this as a theophany, where God in God's fullness is manifested, made known to humanity. At the Transfiguration, the revelation of Jesus Christ, Jesus the Christ, is shown to Peter, James, and John. It brings closure to Epiphany time and leads us into the season of Lent, which we will begin on Wednesday. For starters, let's not confuse transfiguration with transformation. They're two very different things. Transformation is where something is changed from one form to another, like a caterpillar to a moth or a butterfly, or perhaps an electrical transformer that changes electric current into different voltages of electricity. Those of you who have kids may remember those transformers, you know, those creatures that look like ordinary objects, cars, trucks, planes, but they change into giant robotic superheroes when they need to come save the day. That's a transformation. But Jesus was not transformed, he was transfigured. His appearance changed such that he was seen in his most exalted state. His face changed, his clothes became dazzling white, and for a brief moment, Peter, James, and John saw Jesus for who he really was and for who he was to become. They got a glimpse of God in Jesus Christ in his full glory, in his full resurrected glory. As an aside, in all things, we have a window. One of our stained glass windows has a depiction of the Transfiguration. And in it, you can clearly see his pierced hands and his pierced feet. That moment was extremely important, especially for Peter, James, and John, who were part of Jesus' inner circle among the apostles. You see, Jesus had been very busy in the weeks leading up to the Transfiguration. He had defended his disciples in their adherence to the Scriptures before a group of very skeptical Pharisees and scribes. He had healed the daughter of a Gentile woman from afar because the mother had incredible faith. He had cured a man who was deaf and mute by putting one finger in the man's ear, spitting on the other finger, and touching the man's tongue, saying, "Be opened." He miraculously fed 4,000 people with 7 loaves of bread and a few small fish. And after all of that, the Pharisees and the scribes still tested Jesus and asked him for more signs to prove himself. Even his own disciples had trouble understanding what was going on. "Do you have eyes and fail to see? Do you have ears and fail to hear? And do you not yet understand?" Jesus had to beg his disciples. So after Jesus performed yet another miracle by healing a blind man, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And after some of his disciples gave a few guesses, John the Baptist, Elijah, some other prophets, Peter finally declared, "You are the Messiah." And Jesus revealed to them the fate that he would have to endure, the suffering, in order to fully claim the glory of his Messiahship. And they still refused to believe him. They still didn't understand the weight of being one of his followers and the burden that he had to go through. So, 6 days later, as today's gospel begins, they witnessed the Transfiguration. The Transfiguration needed to take place. In the words of 4th century father St. John Chrysostom, the Transfiguration had to take place to show the glory of the cross and to console Peter and others in their dread of the Passion and to raise up their minds. In that moment, God gave them the sign they needed by declaring what he declared at Jesus' baptism. "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And the tension and the remarkable thing about the Transfiguration story, I think, is that the disciples were too consumed by what they saw to pay attention to what they heard. When they tried to process what they saw, they were so dazzled that they didn't know what to say, especially Peter, who suggested that they make dwelling places, food for Moses and Elijah. The Transfiguration is about us hearing Jesus, heeding what he has to say to us, going and doing likewise. Nowadays, we spend far too much time dwelling on the things we see. Or if we are listening, much of what we hear is propaganda, conjecture, and the stuff we find on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, or whatever they call it these days. We're not spending enough time listening to the words of Jesus, much less doing likewise. That's why we need Lent, to slow us down so we can listen to God. The Transfiguration is intended to transform us. Jesus was not changed, but we are supposed to change. We are supposed to be transformed into something different. Someone different who does not succumb to the pressures the world puts upon us, but rather is lifted up through Christ in his glorious majesty, listening to his divine words. He told us to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. Those are the two commandments on which hang all the law and the prophets. Moses, the bringer of the law, and Elijah, considered the greatest of the prophets, appeared at the Transfiguration to give their nod. Jesus told us a lot of other things too. But it all boiled down to loving God. Trusting God to help us and be with us from day to day. Loving ourselves and loving each other with respect. The transfiguration in which Jesus was revealed in his glory bids us to listen to him and be transformed into beings that transcend the trappings of this world. Why? Because we know the impact of Jesus' passion and resurrection, which was foreshadowed at the transfiguration. And so I ask you, what do you hear in the story of the transfiguration? How do you need to be transformed by the message of the transfiguration? How will it help you make a difference? Our lives can be a roller coaster of ups and downs. We have to be careful not to be consumed by the things we see or the people we see doing it. We have to live in this world, engage this world, and be engaged. The transformation that we experience in the transfiguration should guide us from day to day, month to month, and year to year. The transfiguration should inspire us to be better proclaimers of the good news of Jesus Christ and offer hope to a world hungry for more hope. In a few days, the season of Lent will begin. Those 40 days until Holy Week will be a time for us, each of us, to slow down, rest, reset, restart, and try to be transformed into someone better, wiser, more loving, and in closer relationship with God. We should see God moving and acting in our midst at all times, good or bad, and in all places. If God is our focus, then we are living the experience of the transformation, transfiguration, not dwelling on the things we see, but listening to the things God is saying to us. In our love and charity, we live the transfiguration. Transfiguration revealed God in his majestic glory. May it transform us into the people of God who transcend the kingdoms and powers of this world and help reveal a glimpse of God's beautiful kingdom and unshakable power. Amen.
Amen.